speaking with Sandra from UN Women Pacific, the technical advisor. Hello, Sandra. Thank you for agreeing to do this.
Thank you.
Briefly, can you tell me about the Markets Project and where it's operating?
Yes. Markets for Change is operating in Fiji, Vanuatu, and Solomon Islands. It's quite a complicated project. It's addressing women's economic empowerment in the region. And because women dominate the informal economic sector, and women make up 70 to 90% of all market vendors in the region, and a lot of the market vendors are coming from rural areas, it was the best and most strategic way for UN Women to reach the most vulnerable population of women in the Pacific.
And is this the biggest program for UN Women globally?
It is the largest women's economic empowerment project for UN Women globally. Yes, it is.
And could you tell me a bit of the key elements of the program?
Yes, there's three key elements of the project. One is on strengthening market vendors' associations. One is on providing training in financial literacy, financial inclusion, better business, and improved agricultural productivity. The third element is on working with the governments that are running the markets and are managing the markets and improving their ability to manage markets and work with the market vendors' associations. And the fourth element is on having safe, secure, and disaster-resilient infrastructure in the marketplaces.
And on that last element, could you tell us a little bit more about that?
Yes, well, you know, marketplaces in the Pacific are absolutely key for resilience. So we're seeing increased disasters as, you know, increased climactic events in the Pacific. Marketplaces are absolutely critical for people to get right back on their feet again post-disaster. So making sure that the marketplaces are safe and accessible and that they withstand disasters is really critical. So we work with the governments of Fiji, Vanuatu, and Solomon Islands to make sure that their marketplaces can withstand a Category 5 cyclone. They have plans in place for flooding. They have adequate ventilation, hygiene, lighting, and so on. And more critically, making sure that women participate in the design and that their voices are heard when there's infrastructure projects going on. So they are a part of the design element of that, of the infrastructure development part of the program.
And you mentioned the Market Vendors Association. How important are they?
So the Market Vendors Associations are absolutely the critical element of the project. Women separately really had no voice. They couldn't advocate for improvements. But as Market Vendors Associations, they have a lot of power and energy, and they bring their issues directly to market management. So when the project began in 2014, there were six market vendor associations, not very active, largely run by men, despite the fact that the majority of market vendors are women. Now, 4 years on, we're working with 19 market vendors associations. They represent over 7,500 paying members, but they also represent the non-paying members as well. And they have been a critical voice in representing the interests of all the market vendors and improving the conditions of work at the market space and improving overall the relationship with government in managing the markets. It's been a win-win situation. So the market vendor associations are absolutely critical to the project.
And do you think it makes an impact for the women's lives and their families?
Yes, it does, because they're able to advocate for better working conditions and link women to training and other opportunities, bring services into the markets. So the women have found that the market vendors associations as a critical voice to advocate for their improvements has been very effective. They've all been able to access new information, new training and services through those market vendor associations.
And your future wish list for this project or your call for action?
It's been such a successful project. We're getting a lot of requests for it to expand and extend. And one of the key areas that we want to expand into is understanding more about financial decision making at the household level as a key element of women's economic empowerment. So I hope the project continues.
And you've been we're in Canberra, and you've recently been a guest speaker at a major Pacific conference. What was the interest in the project?
There was great interest in the project. I think people underestimate the the contribution of the informal economy to overall economic growth in the Pacific, and they underestimate women's contribution to the economy overall. And so the Markets Project really proves what a critical lifeline markets are and women's role in the informal economy and how much that generates for the Pacific in terms of resilience, food security, employment, social protection. I mean, when people lose their jobs, they can go to the market and work. So marketplaces are absolutely critical in the Pacific. Pacific Islanders know this and are very passionate about markets. But outside of the Pacific, I think that's less understood. So it was really a great opportunity to showcase the work of the project.